Banjo Tuesday?
So this is now my fifth pro camp, and basically we have kids from the age of 6 to 14 out here having a lot of fun.
Good job.
We're extremely fortunate to have a ton of good coaches out here helping these kids. And then for me, it was just, you know, relaying the message to them to have fun, enjoy it. Thank whoever it was that allowed them to be out here, whether it was mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, a mentor, aunt, uncle. Somebody had to sacrifice for them to get out here for 2 days in the summer, so make sure that they thank them for bringing them out.
I've known Kyle since he was in diapers. I remember seeing he was always the bigger kid than everybody else. His brother would come over as well, but we'd be outside playing basketball, and you could just tell he was competitive, was a big kid, and it's such a cool thing to see his growth and maturity and his success.
Go! Nice, good catch.
The biggest thing is for these kids to come out here for about 4 hours over the course of 2 days and have a ton of fun, learn a little bit about football, but most importantly, just be active.
He's just always doing good, and anywhere he goes, he always has time for kids, always has time for adults. I mean, when you go out with him, people are always stopping him and asking him to do things. He's such a generous person. I mean, we've got 12 people staying at his house the last 3 days, and he's like, invite more over, and he's just that type of kid.
These are all people that I'm very close with, and to have the opportunity to work with them and put on this camp for the kids of the Twin Cities, it means a lot to me.
Vikings on three. One, two, three. Vikings!